I prepare to speak a lot, I don't sit down and come up with a lesson. I kind of, throughout life, have a pot, and I'm always adding to it. Let's imagine today is a shrimp boil. I'm just throwing stuff in a pot. No, seriously, that's the way I think. My mind is not to I have all these great sermons in a book somewhere that I can pull out, probably like Papa has sermons and bookloads. And some preachers, they have, a staple. For me, it's a lot about what goes on in the time, and then it always seems to happen that things come together, and when I have an opportunity to speak, things come together. So what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to share with you where I got to, and it's going to take you down some paths, and it's a little different, but I think when we get to the end result, you're really going to get a powerful message. First of all, happy Father's Day to all of you out there. We respect what you guys mean to us and what you guys do for this congregation. I respect a lot of the little ones that are running around here, even the bigger ones now that used to be the little ones. I was talking to somebody the other day and making connections. I ran into somebody who used to go to Rivergate, and I was like, yeah, did you know Courtney just graduated college? And I was like, all right, let's just stop talking there. So it's good to have Casey and Papa back. Welcome home from the travels. I love seeing the documentary that Casey did through pictures of their trip. It's good to have the... every document was... So let's get into it. What I wanted to do is, so I'm going to tell you, every time I preach now, I add something new. And so I learned something new last night. Guys ever deal with any kind of movie editing? I probably did something illegal, so just watch this and then be done with it. So there's a song called Rise Up by an artist named Andra Day. And the music video, yes, they still have music videos. It's amazing. They don't put them on TV, but they're on YouTube. The music video to this song is quite powerful. So what I did is took out all the music, took out all the clips of Andra Day, and you've got a silent movie. So we're going back into the old school day when there was no sound. But I want you to watch this because if you know what the song's about, it's about rising up and overcoming. And this video right here is let me say this. I believe that there's power in music. For me, I find that when there is a story being told, when there is a message to be heard, when there's some kind of music, whether it's soft in the background, there's power in music. I actually just went to this thing in Cincinnati with Kristen. It was called The Power of Costume in Star Wars. It was a traveling exhibit, and it talked about each costume in the Star Wars and the emphasis they put on all these, I mean, down to the details. I'm like, good night. Princess Amadeo or whatever her name is, I don't like those movies of it, has like 75 different outfits. I'm like, what? Most people, like Obi-Wan, had one outfit. Darth Vader, he had one outfit too. Stormtroopers, but it went in detail. And so I believe there's power in music. So I encourage you to go back after church and watch this on YouTube and watch with it, with the sound. But I just want to show this video and then, so there's no sound, but really pay attention. Is there a way? Well, just pay attention to the detail in this. Is there a way to get a little bit of light? Maybe. There we go. Just pay attention to the detail of what's going on. See if you can pick up in the story. So now that was probably a little awkward to see something in silent, but I got to tell you, there is a lot of power in that video. One of the things my dad taught me was to overcome things. And there's a question that I'm going to start out with, and that is, what if? And you can fill in the blank. You know, a couple weeks ago I preached on what is the meaning of hope to you? What is the definition of hope to you? Well, this kind of piggybacks on that. What if? It seems like constantly in prayer requests that I hear a lot, we do a staff devotional, I hear constantly of people requesting prayers for where their lives have completely changed. And I listen to it, and sometimes, you know, we become deaf to prayer requests. Does that make sense? It falls on deaf ears. We hear it so much, it doesn't affect us, so we don't. We hear it, and it's like, oh, yeah, pray for so-and-so, they're going through this, but we don't get the reality of it. And then I start questioning sometimes. I think about it, or I'll see something. I'm the master of watching YouTube at night. I love inspirational videos. I love things, and I'll end up shedding a tear in my own bed when Kristen's at work, and Ollie's asleep beside me, and I'll just watch video after video. Next thing, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and like it was last night. But here's questions that sometimes come in my mind with the what if. And maybe you can relate to this, maybe you can't. Will I turn to God for strength in a situation of what if? Will I still praise God in a situation where it's what if? And I don't want to give you a what if definition because everybody's what if is different. But for me, I think, what if I was in that situation? Or flip side, what if Kristen was in that situation and I was taking care of her? That's kind of the mindset I sometimes think. Will I doubt or question God? Will I turn away from God? Will I give up? Can I handle it? Will I live with hope? I'm going to come to you as an honest person. I'm not super Christian. I don't claim to think that if I was in certain situations, oh yeah. I don't know. I don't know that answer. I don't. And I sometimes struggle with those questions of mine. I sometimes struggle with a lot of things, and I think, how? And so, in Haiti a couple weeks ago, somebody pulls out their phone and said, have you heard this new song by Mercy Me? I don't listen to a lot of Christian music radio stations. I listen to Christian music songs that I pick out. I'm very eclectic, so radio stations bother me because they don't play the songs I like, so I have to go to like Amazon Music and pick out my list. But they pull out their phone in Haiti, and they said, you got to hear this song. It's called Even If by Mercy Me. And the first time I heard it, I'm like, the tune at the beginning, I'm music-based, so the tune didn't sound that great to me, so I didn't listen to the words. Until I got back, and I heard somebody recently in a devotional share that thought and play that song, and I thought, wow. So I'm going to give you the lyrics to this song, and then I'm going to show you a video clip from where the lead singer of Mercy Me says why that song was written. And it's going to tie into this whole lesson I got. Remember, we're doing the shrimp boil here. We've added some potatoes in. We've added the corn. We're going to start getting into the good stuff because you know the two good things are the shrimp and the sausage, by the way, when you do a shrimp boil. July 4th, there's a little plug for you. Shrimp boil's coming. Another song I recommend, listen to this song. There's power in the music behind it. I cannot give it justice by reading it, and you probably won't even remember what I said. But this is your homework. Go home, go after church, and play the song, Even If, by Mercy Me. I think it'll really affect you. But just listen to the lyrics to this song. They say sometimes you win, sometimes you lose some. And right now, I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be all right. But right now, oh, right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able and I know you can. saved through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing. A little faith is all I have right now. But God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, give me the strength to be able to sing, "It is well with my soul." I know you're able and I know you can. Save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I know the sorrow and I know the hurt would all go away if you'd just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. You've been faithful, you've been good all of my days. Jesus, I will cling to you, come what may, because I know you're able, I know you can. And it closes out with that powerful chorus, I know you're able, and I know you can. Save through the fire with your mighty hand, but even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I know the sorrow, and I know the hurt would all go away if you'd just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. And actually in the song it goes on, he sings a couple little lines of, it is well with my soul. Maybe that didn't hit you, but I think at a point in sometimes in our life we stop and listen to those songs and dig into those words. That's powerful stuff. That's the shrimp right there. I'm going to let him tell you why he wrote this song. It's not music-based, so don't worry. It's just him speaking before he sings a song. So I want you guys to listen to this because there's always a meaning behind why somebody writes.
It's interesting because when you stand up here, a lot of times people think you're supposed to have it all together. Thank you.
So, I think he sums up why he sang that song. Christ is there, always. I'm going to share another thing I read in an article that I'm going to share for the invitation. But isn't that powerful? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood before, well, didn't stand, they did not bow down, and they knew whatever the result was, it did not matter. Guys, that's not a kid story. That's not the little thing downstairs we do the coloring thing for. That's a true story. Job, a few weeks ago, I forgot who was spoke on Job. Paul. Paul shares a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 and 10, one you probably know well. But listen to these words, think about even if. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Right before that, that's when he talks about, and we don't know, maybe, and I've talked to Paul, but he talks about the thorn in his flesh, and he says, God, three times will you remove this from me? And obviously God didn't remove that from him. But he still could say those words. Another verse found in Psalm that I want to share with you this morning is a very famous one as well, but it brings this to my light so much more from after hearing this. Psalm 23. Just listen to it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We could go on and on and on, but this is not just a sad thing. This is the power of having Christ in our lives. That's what gets us the ability to rise up, even if. So if you don't remember anything other than a weird silent video and some guy speaking on the screen, take two song titles and that's your lesson for today. Rise up, even if. And you know why you rise up, and even if, is because the Lord God Almighty dwells in your life. And because of that, you can put it in a rock. And so someone who's facing the trial that is so deep that I can't understand it, and I can't imagine, and I can't answer those questions, can sit there and say, Sean, I have already won because I have Christ in my life. That's power. That is power, and there is power in that. There's power in the music that I talk about and the songs I've shared, but there is power in knowing that. And I hope that each one of you can inside come to that peace, that understanding, that knowledge, that when life hits you like a rock, you can rise up. And if you don't come over through it, you can say, even if, God, you don't answer my prayer, I still love you. I still praise you, and I still serve you. Because guess what? He's not going to answer everybody's thing. We're not in a world of perfect. We're not in a world that's void of sorrow and pain and hurt and tragedy. And the people around us might be blessed beyond measure. They might overcome things and you think, God, why? Why did you save them and not me? Why did you heal them and not me? And that's where it takes a different level of faith. It's not just about coming in here on Sunday mornings, putting on our clothes and coming in here and hugging each other and worshiping. It's about living life knowing that God is there. He is in our lives. So the close out and the invitation will be yours. I'm going to share something. Bart is the guy's name. Here's what he wrote in another article that was going along about the song. And this is powerful, and I'll close with that and offer the invitation. God is worthy long before any of those circumstances even showed up. In fact, what Christ has already done on the cross is probably the only thing that we need to get through those circumstances. It's a foundation that was built long before those difficulties came to be. This song is a declaration to God that even if He, being God, went silent and never said another word, He's still worthy to be praised, and that He's our greatest hope in the midst of trial. Guys, I don't know where you stand in your faith. Like I said, I question. I question, but that gives me some hope. That gives me a little bit of fire to know that God is alive. So if you have a need this morning, whether it's just simply asking for prayers, you've been going through some stuff. I know a lot of us have been, Judy's great about sharing prayer requests of what's going on in our families. If you've got something that's on your heart, we're here for you. For those of you that are still trying to find out maybe what it means to have a relationship with God, to start with that foundation, to build up to where you can be with that faith, some of you maybe want to accept Christ into your lives. And we have that opportunity. You know, we 24/7, 365 days a year is always God's invitation to join Him through baptism, through the washing of our sins. And then, as I always like to tell people, if there's something you want to praise God for, we seem to forget sometimes that He's alive when things are great because we got it in our control. So let's praise God in those moments. So if you have anything you'd like to share, if you have any need of prayer, or you would like to accept the invitation, will you stand now? We stand and sing.